upcoming album, Surrender. That's a song that she debuted at the Coachella Music Festival. It's Want Want, and that's new music from Maggie Rogers on Radio 9. Doc Severinsen is going to take us to news time. Doc Severinsen and his orchestra. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter until 3 o'clock, taking requests at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, this is Radio 9 on 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh student-owned radio from Carnegie Mellon. And Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. U.S. President Joe Biden says he is stunned, outraged, and deeply saddened over the assassination of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who was gunned down as he made a campaign appearance on Friday. Tributes have been paid to the country's longest-serving prime minister all over the world. The Queen expressed her condolences, and past U.S. presidents, including Donald Trump and Barack Obama, have also paid tribute to the slain Japanese leader. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Nick Harper reports.
President Biden called the killing of Shinzo Abe a tragedy for Japan and for all those who knew him. Biden said that Abe's vision of a free and open Indo-Pacific will endure. And following mass shootings in the US, the president wrote that gun violence always leaves a deep scar. Former US President Donald Trump wrote on social media he was absolutely devastated by the news, calling Abe a true friend. Barack Obama similarly said he was shocked and saddened and praised the extraordinary alliance between the United States and Japan.
Police say the assassin appears to have borne some kind of grudge against the former prime minister and used a homemade gun for the attack in a nation where gun ownership is almost unknown. George Nishiyama is the Japan editor for the Wall Street Journal.
Any sort of gun violence is so rare. What happens in Japan is when police fire shots in line of duty. That makes headlines. So that's where guns stand in this country.
In other news, former British Chancellor Rishi Sunak has become the latest figure to enter the leadership contest sparked by Boris Johnson's decision to stand down from the helm of the governing Conservative Party. Once that contest is held, the winner will become the country's next prime minister. Other declared candidates include Tom Tugendhat and Suella Braverman, but several others are expected to enter the race in the coming days. The UN Security Council has failed to pass a resolution keeping open the last humanitarian aid border crossing point into northern Syria. From FSN's bureau at UN headquarters in New York, Sarah Walton reports.
Russia used its veto power at the UN Security Council to block a resolution that called for the Bab al-Hamra crossing to remain open to aid deliveries for another 6 months. It then proposed an alternative resolution keeping it open for 6 months, which failed to get the backing of any other council member except China. The crossing is the last remaining border point where aid can reach northern Syrian refugees without passing through government-controlled areas.
President Biden assigned executive orders that he says are aimed at protecting abortion rights in America after the Supreme Court's decision to strike down Roe v. Wade last month. He branded that Supreme Court decision an exercise in raw political power after himself being chided by many Democrats for his initial response to the ruling. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK
McKeesport.
There ain't no good in our goodbyes. True love takes a lot of trying. Oh, I'm crying.
Seasons getting us started on the 1 o'clock hour, 1 o'clock, 106, much more music time. You know why I do that? Because we have a 24-hour clock in the studio, and I have to count backwards because it says 1306 right now. And when I was a kid, they told me that what does it mean when your clock strikes 13? It's time to get your clock fixed, but our clock says 1306, so I have to, like, mentally do the math. And I'm not good at math. I was an English major. I'm not good at math. Paul Harris, it was at Paul Harris' show on Twitter. He said he saw a sign that said, "Only true friends can make you laugh out loud." And Paul says he disagrees with that. He thinks that sign is untrue. He said, "Even casual acquaintances can make you laugh out loud, especially if they're from Nantucket." Bum, 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 bum. Rocking and rolling, barely controlling, putting a move in your groove on a super solid gold Saturday summertime afternoon. And the Doobie Brothers providing the tunes on Radio 9, WRCT, and Tube City Online Radio.
Time.
You've heard by now that the Prime Minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, he has resigned as his party leader, and that essentially means he must also now step down as Prime Minister, but he doesn't want to step down as Prime Minister. So it's been chaos all this week in politics in the UK. Where have we heard that before? It turns out if you elect an egomaniac with crazy hair to be the head of your country, it works out badly. Anyways, so there's this media circus that has been ongoing outside of the Houses of Parliament in London and up in Westminster. And there is a disc jockey there, not me. There's a disc jockey there who has been playing music to entertain the crowd. This is all a true story. So Hugh Grant, yes, that Hugh Grant, apparently texted the disc jockey and said, could you play the Benny Hill theme? And so as reporters have been reporting on this chaos, the live shots of the Houses of Parliament this week in London, this is real. This is what viewers all across the UK, how they were getting their news.
Sure that we keep the basic functions of government going. That's really important. There are, for example, no ministers in DfE at the moment. That needs to be sorted out. Secondly, I think we need to try and select a new leader as quickly as we reasonably can. I mean, obviously, we need to make sure we make the correct choice, but we should do it in a reasonably quick time. In terms of Boris staying on, the convention is that the outgoing Prime Minister does carry on. That's what happened when Theresa May left office, is what happened when David Cameron left office. And, you know, given that, as we just...
Radio 9!
Here's Boots Randolph with the original version of Yakety Sax. Chet Atkins and Mark Knopfler.
Already stricken, but still I'm a-sticking to the things I know to be facts. One lit feathers and the next day chicken while I'm picking my yakety axe. Everybody says that I never will get far, keeping out of work by picking this guitar, living on a shoestring, putting off things like a shave and a haircut. Money don't matter as long as I scatter a little bit of happiness around. If people keep a grinning, I figure I'm a winning with my good old yakety sound. City folks go around turning up their noses and counting their greenbacks and smelling their roses, but I wouldn't trade my yakety axe even for a T-bone. I'm confessing I never took a lesson. All my notes are a matter of guessing, hoping they'll come out in some kind of manner that'll make a yakety sound. So if you're in the mood and your feet start tapping and you feel laid back and your hands start clapping, then I'll have done what I wanted to from way back. You're digging my yakety axe. Now, a pick. Thank you.
Mark Knopfler and the late, great Chet Atkins with Yakety Axe before that Boots Randolph and Yakety Sax going out to Boris Johnson, I guess.
Radio 9, it's out of sight. Primrose Lane, life's a holiday on Primrose Lane. Just a holiday on Primrose Lane. With you. Can't explain. When we're walking down the Primrose Lane, even roses bloom in the rain. With you, sweet perfume, those little old roses bloom, and I want to walk with you my whole life through. Primrose. Life's a holiday on Primrose Lane. Just a holiday on Primrose Lane.
Taking us down the Primrose Lane at 1:20 chime time. New music from Winnetka Bowling League and the Knox coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages and also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Today, we face an unprecedented refugee crisis. Tens of millions of people around the world have been forced to leave their homes as a result of various political actions, including the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You can make a difference by supporting crisis relief. Turn disruption and despair to hope and opportunity. Visit supportcrisisrelief.org. Your donations can provide shelter, support, or even a job for someone who's been displaced. Even small donations can be leveraged to make a big, big difference. So if you're interested, go to supportcrisisrelief.org. That is supportcrisisrelief.org. And that's a public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and this radio station, it being 88.3 WRCT or, well, depending on how you're listening, Tube City Online Radio. And here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 83. Clear overnight, 60. Sunny on Sunday, 84. Mostly clear Sunday night, 62. Sunny Monday, 89. Tuesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Sunny and hot, high 90. Wednesday, sunny, high near 84. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Mess. 81 in Beaver County, 79 in Butler, 82 right now outside of our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland to WRCT. 79 degrees right now.
I like to hide in the bathroom parties. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drunk people make me nervous. I'm sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I just want to be out. I don't want to be out. So I like to hide in the bathroom parties. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same since graduation. Being social makes me shy. Makes my heart have palpitations, but I still want the invite. So then I
Sometimes I force myself to leave my house and leave my shell. Then I'm standing in a stranger's living room. I live in hell. I'm so tired. It's not my vibe. My phone just died. And that's why I like to hide in the bathroom. Parties, yeah, yeah, yeah. Drunk people make me nervous. I'm sorry. I got two friends and a dog. And my chronic introversion is iconic till it's not. That's what she said before she left. And now she's dancing in the kitchen with some other awful guy. I can't help but over-listen to his awesome pickup lines. But oh my, it's such a vibe. Swallow my pride. And that's why I like to hide in the bathroom. Parties, yeah, yeah, yeah. Drunk people make me nervous. I'm sorry, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I just wanna be out, but I don't wanna be out. So I like to hide in the bathroom. Parties, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like to stand by the door with my car keys. I can make a great escape. Everyone's having a good time except me. Why was I born this way? Well, I just wanna go home right now. But I don't wanna go home. Not so I like to hide in the bathroom. Parties, to hide in the bathroom. Party. I'm not even sure what I came for.
New music from Winnetka Bowling League and The Knox here on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber.
I'm a bottle of pickle.
What flavor would you like?
That flavor you got.
So we have orange, root beer, grapefruit, cola, moonshine, uptown, fruit punch, rock and rye, and red pop.
I'll take red pop.
Yeah, red pop.
I want a bottle of pickle too.
And what flavor would you like?
I'll have a bagel too, please.
And what flavor would you like, sir?
What flavor did you get? I mean, one calorie flavor.
Oh, we have one calorie orange, one calorie root beer, and one calorie red strawberry cherry.
I'll have the red pop.
Say, when was the last time you had a real good slug of red pop?
Action Radio.
Squat.
Yeah. My girl is red hot.
your gal ain't doodly squat.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot.
Riley and his little green men on Radio 9, and these are the Stereos. Stereos from 1961. I'm Jay Thurber, the website jaythurbershow.com. Also taking your requests on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting live, which is a whole lot better than broadcasting dead, from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport, right here on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, freeform radio owned by the students of Carnegie Mellon University and Internet Radio, Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31.
Arabia.
And these are the Delcos.
Arabia.
Swung out with Ali, and with his party,
Hi, this is Chris Stoll. You can listen to my show Outside of Nashville every Thursday night at 9, Fridays at noon, and Sundays at 6 right here on the new sound of the Mon Valley, Tube City Online Radio.
She comes on like a rose, but everybody knows she'll get you in touch. You can look, but you better not touch.
Poison. Around. Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes a-creeping around.
Measles make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twitch. A common cold will fool you, and whooping cough can cool you.
But poison ivy, Lord, will make you itch.
Of calamine lotion, you'll be scratching like a hound
the minute you start to mess around.
Poison ivy, poison ivy.
Late at night while you're sleeping, poison ivy comes creeping around.
Along with the coasters. Going out by request for Twitter, instant request at Jay Thurber Show on Radio 9. And this is Curtis Mayfield in the Impressions from 1961.
From nowhere, through a caravan, around campfire light, a lovely woman in motion. With hair as dark as night, her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark, that hypnotized me with love.
She was a gypsy woman. She was a gypsy woman.
She danced around and round to a guitar melody. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I'd like to hold her near and kiss and forever whisper in her ear. I love you, gypsy woman.
Gypsy woman.
All through the caravan, she was dancing with all the men, waiting for the rising sun. Everyone was having fun. I hate to see the lady go, knowing she'll never know that I love.
Gypsy woman, gypsy woman.
She was a Jay Herbert.
Plays good guy hit.
Are you saying?
Shannon on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Joey Bag of Donuts says that Hamburger Helper only works if the hamburger is ready to accept that it needs help. Ladies and gentlemen, the 12-step program for troubled hamburgers. And now, to get that awful taste out of our mouth, it's another awful taste. It's Clint Holmes on Radio 9.
When this old world gets me down, and there's no love to be found, I close my eyes and soon I find I'm in a playground in my mind, where the children laugh and the children play, and we sing a song.
One of the songs that killed AM radio, ladies and gentlemen.
See you.
Holmes with a medley of his hit. That went to number two back in 1973. Stayed on the chart for weeks and weeks and weeks. Clint Holmes, unfortunately, after recording that song, well, he had to be admitted to a home for the terminally sappy. I might be going there someday myself. Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. These are the Belltones.
When I take my girl down for a show, I always say and I always know that she's a swinging little chick. Keep them a swinging little time. And when she comes to this town, she is all around. Never ask another girl for a fee. No other girl would ever look my grave. I'd never find a girl that I would love so well. Every time she kisses me, I hear wings of hell.
says that. They're doing the bop. Clonnie Clark from 62. More music after these messages.
She was 27 years old. She took the gun that my grandfather had given her for self-defense. She never got to see her son grow up to be anything because she had easy access to a gun. I've been robbed of that relationship.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
This is Regular Joe, and you're listening to Tube City Online Radio.
Okay, folks, it's time to call the Bob and Ray special High Roller mystery phone number and win fabulous prizes.
What mystery phone number was that?
The one that this public radio station is going to tell us about.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Are you by any chance talking about how listeners can call and help support this station?
Well, I suppose you could put it that way. I just thought it would be a good idea, you know, to kind of jazz it up.
Well, you don't need to do that. Don't you think the listeners to public radio are a little beyond that sort of talk?
Oh, heck no. Look, they like free stuff just like everyone else.
But they understand nothing is free, not this program, not any program on public radio, because public radio is paid for by the people who listen to it.
And I might add that when you do join, you win a fabulous prize, the programs you want to hear, because your vote counts when you call during this break.
And what about the peace of mind that comes with knowing you've done your part to keep your favorite programs on the air? I'd say that's a good enough prize right there.
You think we could get the Monongahela folks to throw in a few steel ingots for free?
Here's a highly trained announcer prepared to tell you how you can support public radio.
The Radio 9 Show with Jay Thurber, costly to produce. And say, here's the perfect opportunity for you to help. Send your generous cash donation to Jay Thurber, care of WRCT Pittsburgh. Be sure and mark the envelope personal. Remember, Uncle Jay knows best.
I don't think you should do any of that. I think that was... The opinions expressed on this program are not those of this radio station or its host. I'm not sure whose opinions they are. They just come in and unmarked envelopes.
Oh, you can kiss me on a Monday. A Monday is very, very good. Or you can kiss me on a Tuesday. A Tuesday, a Tuesday. In fact, I wish you would. Or you can kiss me on a Wednesday. A Thursday, a Friday. And Saturday is best. But never, never on a Sunday. A Sunday, a Sunday. Cause that's my day of rest. Kiss me on a cool day, a hot day, a wet day, whichever one you choose. Or try to kiss me on a gray day, a May day, a pay day, and see if I refuse. And if you make it on a bleak day, a freak day, a weak day, well, you can be my guest. But never, never. Kiss me on a weekday, a weekday, a weekday's a day to be my guest. But never, never on a Sunday, a Sunday, a Sunday, cause that's my day of rest. But never, never on a Sunday, a Sunday, a Sunday, cause that's my day of rest.
The Cornettes on Radio 9 at 1:54. Much more music time. We'll have PNS News coming up for you. at, well, that'll come up at 2 o'clock, and more music on the other side of that. I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me. Don't forget the program repeats on Sundays. They said never on Sunday, but no, actually it does repeat on Sundays in this same time slot, and then again on Wednesdays at noon. But those are only on the internet and only at Tube City Online Radio.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
The Pittsburgh Pirates lost to the Milwaukee Brewers last night in Milwaukee by a final score of 4-3. It's the Bucks and the Brew Crew again today in Milwaukee, and Zach Thompson is expected to get the call to the mound for the Buccos. The Brewers are in first place in the NL Central. The Pirates are in fourth place overall. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, it's the Tigers and the White Sox, the Phillies and the Cardinals, the Twins and the Rangers, and the Angels and the Orioles. Last night, the Dodgers beat the Cubs 4-3. It was the Rockies over the Diamondbacks 6-5, and the Mariners over the Blue Jays by a score of 5-2. Mike Trout and Shohei Ohtani of the Los Angeles Angels were elected Friday to start in the July 19th All-Star Game, along with Mookie Betts and Trey Turner of the host L.A. Dodgers. Toronto catcher Alejandro Kirk and Miami second baseman Jazz Chisholm Jr. were voted in to start as first-time All-Stars. Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees and Ronald Acuna Jr. of the World Series champion Atlanta Braves were elected in the first round of balloting. Meantime, baseball legends Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera will each be part of their respective rosters for the All-Star Game. They were appointed by Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball. That's part of a new agreement in the with the Players Union. Pujols, 42, is the oldest active player in the major leagues. Slovakian forward Jurhej Slafkovský, the MVP of the 2022 Winter Games, was the number one overall pick in the 2022 NHL draft. Also among the top five selections, Simon Nemec, Logan Cooley, Shane Wright, and Cutter Gauthier. The Montreal Canadiens hosted the draft at the Bell Center. They used the number one overall pick on Slafkovský. Cheers erupted from the crowd yesterday when the Los Angeles Kings announced they were taking Jack Hughes with the 51st pick. There was joy among the Montreal Canadiens because Hughes is the son of the team's general manager, Kent Hughes. He greeted his child on the draft floor, gave him a hug and congratulations before the 18-year-old prospect could even put on an LA Kings jersey and hat. And Elena Rybakina made history as Kazakhstan's first Grand Slam winner with a Wimbledon singles final victory today in London over a Tunisian, Ons Jabeur. The Moscow resident switched from the Russian to Kazakhstan Tennis Federation in 2018. She was allowed to play in the tournament despite the organizers' ban on Russian and Belarusian players due to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Pittsburgh's weather.
And here's your forecast for the entire listening area. Mostly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 83. Clear overnight, 60. Sunny on Sunday, 84. Monday, sunny, 89. Tuesday, hot, sunny, high near 90. Chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 81 in Beaver County, 74 in Butler, 82 outside our weather window and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. It's 79 degrees at WRCT. That's new music from Two Door Cinema Club here on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com, or on Facebook and Twitter at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, PNS News, is next. It's 2 o'clock.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times. The January 6th committee hears today from a highly sought-after witness.
It's a partisan impeachment that they've delivered to your doorstep in an election year.
Former White House counsel Pat Cipollone, who defended former President Donald Trump during his 2020 impeachment trial, sits down for a closed-door transcribed interview by the committee. Cipollone was at the heart of last week's testimony from White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson, who said Cipollone was concerned Trump could face criminal charges if he joined protesters at the Capitol.
Mr. Cipollone said something to the effect of, please make sure we don't go up to the Capitol, Cassidy. In the days leading up to the 6th, we had conversations about potentially obstructing justice or defrauding the electoral count.
The testimony could pave the way for an investigation into whether Trump tried to obstruct or conspire against the government. On his social media platform, Truth Social, Trump expressed concern the testimony could undermine the relationship between future presidents and their White House counsel. Meanwhile, the committee's next hearing is Tuesday, July 12th at 10 a.m., followed by a primetime hearing next Thursday. The Treasury Department has been asked to investigate IRS audits of former FBI Director James Comey and former Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, who are both critics of President Trump. Several lawmakers said it's difficult to believe the audits were coincidental, but the IRS said it's untrue to suggest they were politically motivated. House Democrats are inviting the CEOs of three gun manufacturers to testify in a July 20th hearing in the wake of a mass shooting in Highland Park, Illinois. There's increasing pressure on lawmakers to do more on gun safety. However, the prospects for another deal appear unlikely. President Joe Biden honored late Senator John McCain with the Medal of Freedom, noting his close relationship with the Republican.
We ran against each other, which I didn't like, on tickets to the highest office in the land. I was the candidate for vice president. He was the candidate for president. I never stopped admiring John, never said a negative thing about him in my life, because I knew his honor, his courage, and his commitment. That was John McCain.
16 other recipients included gun violence survivor, former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords, Olympic gymnast Simone Biles, and Sandra Lindsay, the first American to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Boris Johnson stepped down as leader of Britain's Conservative Party on Thursday, but will remain prime minister until the party chooses a new leader.
I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
The resignation comes after dozens of his cabinet members quit, saying they could no longer serve under his leadership. In election news, Ballotpedia research shows there are 28% more contested primaries this year than in 2020. These are primaries with more candidates than available nominations. The number of Democratic primaries rose in 11 states and decreased in 15. On the Republican side, primaries increased in 27 states and decreased in 3. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Radio 9, million dollar weekend.
Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.